minus 50 seconds. T minus 40 seconds. T minus 30 seconds. Minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it. It did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
On the planet, first and foremost, Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. But this is Thursday night, and baby, you are here at the greatest Impact post show known to the world of wrestling. You can ask Mickie James. You can even ask the Knockouts Locker Room. Hell, you can ask Gail Kim. Okay? We have the best post show. We're about to show you why. Now, bitches do love Gail Kim. Of course, I am not alone. And as you can see from the title, we are dealing with some family matters. Okay. The Salt Shakers tonight are on opposite spectrums. We have a family matter going on that we will get into. But I have to say, before we get started, y'all, we might not even be here 30 minutes. Like, it might not be that long. And the reasoning being, this is Women's Wrestling Talk, y'all. Okay? We showcase a lot, and we try to do all the women. We didn't have one women's match tonight. That's okay, though. Okay? Because everybody needs breaks, you know? Deonna has to go tend to her dogs, of course, and her husband. Tasha Steelz is nowhere to be found. Masha can't get a championship in Impact Wrestling to save her damn life. It's just a lot going on. We just need a revamp. Okay. So before we get started,
where's my fucking jacket?
Oh, I don't want to be here.
Listen, I'm telling you now, Masha, you on my kid wall, girl. Okay. So anytime, I'm gonna take the opportunity. With that being said, let's go on and get into it, child. BTI Decay versus Heath and Rhino. Girl, y'all could have kept this.
It was a shit show.
And then these fools get the victory. That's it. That's the reporting that we're doing. The fools. That's
loser.
Still. Okay. Who cares? But let's get on to some business. Of course, the Bullet Club, Ace Austin and Chris Bay coming out, letting it be known and reminding really everybody that they picked up the victory at No Surrender. Team Machine. Time Machine versus Bullet Club. Of course, Ace, Bay, and Kenta. If I'm not mistaken, it was Ace Austin who pinned Chris Bay. Pinned Chris Saban.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
A lot of Chris's around here.
A lot of Chris's. So they're wondering where their opportunity is. Hello. Mm-hmm. Opportunity came a knocking. Christmas came early. Let me tell you something. Chris Saban, Alex, Shelly. I almost said something else. The Detroit City Boys, you know, they felt really like, okay, y'all beat us, you know. I don't think y'all can do it again, but let's see. The match is set, y'all. Main event. We'll get to it at the end of the night. We hear from Shane, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Shane Hoisted?
Hoisted.
This is a woman. Of course, we would have the correct name, but there's GML. That was fun.
If this was a woman, we would have the correct name.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Motor City. Yeah, they do have a cool anthem. Yes, I really enjoyed him. He put on a swell match with Mike Bailey. They went for a long ass time. Like, I thought he might have won. I don't know. I didn't know if Speedball was going to get the victory or not. But he did. What did you think about this match?
I mean, it was really good. For the time that they went, it was a while. And I mean, it's nice to see Shane, you know, in Impact. You know what I'm saying? I know he's kind of, you know, after the whole situation in regards to, you know, him being a part of Retribution and all that, just there, him and Speedball really did put on a really nice match. So I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at the outcome. I was not expecting Shane to win at all whatsoever. I'm going to ride with Speedball in most cases anyway. But nonetheless, it was a really good match between those two.
It was. Another good match that we saw from the men, of course, K2 versus K2.
I can't imagine if Zach...
If he pulls up Multiverse United,
I'm going to be so pissed. I would be so mad, honestly. Yeah. I'm like... the fuck.
Yeah, but Speedball and Shane did have a good match. Mm-hmm. Kenny King, Kevin Knight, impeccable match as well. Good to see two black men be able to get their shine together, you know, not just in separate matches, but together. I absolutely love this picture of Jet in the back. I think it's absolutely hilarious. It's so like badass. But Kevin, Kenny King, too many K's there. Listen, one more, you would have been on. Thank God it was four.
Need that kind of negativity.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely the fuck not. Because, like, I can only imagine.
This was really good.
It was. Kenny King, listen. You're getting better. I can tell you hitting the gym. But you're still a loser.
Get him the fuck out of here.
And for that.
Loser.
There you go. That's what you get for tonight. We also saw Gia Miller talking to Josh. Gia Miller and Josh and Steve Macklin. And, you know, Steve is very adamant about getting the Impact World Championship.
I know you're from the Navy. Say knockout. That's why you pause.
Oh my God, I was. I really was. And
she was gonna say knockout, but she
I was literally gonna say that Steve Macklin wants the Impact Knockouts World Championship from Josh Alexander. But I paused. But shout out to Gia Miller, looking damper as well. And then of course, there was a lot going on. Shout out to Ross. It's always good to see Dr. Ross pull up to Impact. Dirty Dango is trying to find his way in Impact and continues to run into dead ends, including Bully Ray. Bully Ray, I'm going to say this very nicely. I don't have anything for you for the remainder of the time that you're here in Impact because you are a face on NWA. And your name to me now is Bubble Ray. Okay? Your name is Bubble Ray. Because you ain't nothing but a bubble.
According to Santino, his name is Bobby Ray. So,
why are we giving him all them names? I have nothing for him. He's going to continue to cause chaos. But, baby, let me tell you something. Pupinder was not here. He was not seeing it. Were you surprised in the actions that we saw from Pupinder tonight?
We've seen a little bit of an aggression side of Pupinder, but to grab someone like Bully Ray, who like literally body slam Mickie James, try to put her through a table kind of thing. Have been putting women through tables since the Attitude Era, but he's paused that now.
Let's not talk about how he tried to like light the table on fire in Florida.
He tried to kill Scott D'Amore. He tried to beat the hell out of Jade. Like,
yeah,
he's, you know, he made his match, and Poo Pender is really showing that, you know what, I'm not one of them.
That's it. But of course, this is Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Someone who is very close to, if not all of us here at Women's Wrestling Talk, but Women's Wrestling Talk as a whole, Mickie James, the current Impact Knockouts World Champion. She comes out. She reminds everyone that she is still the champion. Jordynne Grace has been telling this same story. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying this. When we were there, we did not see this. Now, I'm not going to say it's not true. I'm not going to say they edited anything. Mm-hmm. But from personally where we were sitting at, we did not see the tap until we rewatched. So we had no idea of what this was going to be. I personally thought that it was going to be diminishing to the longevity of Mickie James having another reign in Impact Wrestling. The crazy part about this is they've done this in such a creative way that allows us to have Jordynne get her rematch. But it makes you think, if Jordynne gets a rematch, is she going to become champion?
That's true.
So there's so much that has played into this. We don't know if the tap was a signal with calling the match. You know, we don't know. But it looks like Jordynne Grace is ready.
Mm-hmm.
She's waiting for Mickie James at Sacrifice. But. Before Mickie James can make it to Sacrifice and face Jordynne Grace, who seems to be the number one contender because she has a rematch clause, Mickie James has to come face to face with a new Giselle Shaw, someone who has beat Deonna the Virtuosa. Giselle, I'm going to stop you right there. There's a saying we like to say down here in the South, and I don't know if you're going to understand it, but I really hope you do. You're getting too big for your britches. That's what's happening here. And I get it. You have Jay. You have Savannah now. But just because you got that victory over Deonna Purrazzo, yes, throw it in an accolade. Wrap it up. Call it what you want. But at the end of the day, this is not a new Giselle. And Mickie sees right through that because it seems like Giselle is trying to elongate this opportunity.
Yeah.
Mickie James says, let's do it now.
Right.
Did you think that we were going to get this match like tonight, like expeditedly?
I didn't think we would have gotten it tonight. But I didn't think that we would be running back into this again, where we have Giselle versus Mickie James once again. Last time these two stepped in the ring was for Victory Road, and Giselle lost there, as this was on the road to Mickie James' last rodeo. But now that Giselle does have backup, she does have the win over Deonna. I mean, does it say that she's able to get this victory over Mickie James? You know, how does this match really end? Does Mickie win clean, or does Giselle find a way to, you know, utilize Jay and Savannah to help her become knockout champion? Or there's two other people who are very familiar with Giselle and Jay and Savannah and everybody in this ring come and assist Mickie James to even it out.
It's funny. It's real funny that you bring that up, because Deonna trained with some amazing people, i.e. Team Adams.
Same with Tasha. And we did see a little interaction on Twitter between those two.
Yes, I was actually gonna pull up a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, I'm gonna try to share my screen. But it was a tweet where I was told to be patient.
Mm-hmm. Be patient.
Be patient. But I'm not finding it. Let's see. But yeah, I personally think Deanna will. Oh, I was told prepare myself actually. So let's click on this. We're gonna try to share my screen, y'all. Baby, we don't know how this is gonna go, so we're gonna see. Okay, can y'all see this?
Oh, it's spinning right now. Oh, there it is.
Okay, so I tweeted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all see it?
Yeah.
I'm calling Tasha. I'm telling her, go help Deanna pick up Ashley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley's been, you know, it seems like now the beef between Ashley and Trey has simmered down. They're wearing each other's shirts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. And then this is what I get from Tasha Steeles. Prepare yourself. So
it's like, okay.
I don't know what we're going to get, you know?
Well, what are we preparing for?
What are we preparing for? What we weren't prepared for was TNA Impact legend and now working for the Knockouts division specifically with everyone, really, because, you know, I remember some things that she's done. We do have an interview with Gail Kim, recent interview that Santana did. She talked about some really great things, so make sure you check that out. But she comes out, she makes it official next week. So we'll dive into that a little more. I'm not surprised, but I am. They do this thing where it's like Jordan's not the Jordan's the challenger, yet she's awaiting champion. So it even makes Jordan, even when you word it, it's like it should be the other way around, but should it, you know, like, but, and then we see Jordan Grace talking to Santino, really just, it seems like Jordan has gotten to the point of just pure frustration. She gets her opportunity. Obviously, she's going to cash that in at Sacrifice. We'll get into that a little later. But then we also see Swinger and Ziggy Dice. And of course, again, Dirty Dango. It seems like he's playing a really prevalent role with Santino.
Yeah, damn crime scene.
And then, of course, honey, the match that is just tearing us apart here in the Shaker's Den. Of course, my love, the love of my life, Trey Miguel versus Santana's granddaddy, PCO. Yeah.
My granddad, my father, my grandfather.
But it gets even deeper. Pause. Because y'all know Trey's my number one when it comes to me, and my number two. This is what's crazy. My number two, Eddie Edwards, comes out and attacks PCO. This feud is going nowhere.
And when I say
it's never going to end. It's never going to end. We're just never going to end this. Do you know why, Santana?
Because Eddie needs to mind his damn business and go on about his way. Now, that man has not even bothered you. That man was focused on his match because Trey brought his ass out there talking shit, and then he got folded. And so then Eddie brings his ass out here with a damn shovel again, and look what happened. He got folded.
I don't know how much. Oh, yes, I did.
Folded. Okay. Like
Trey. I mean, I'm glad neither one of them.
I'm not going to sit back and take this fucking shit.
I am so sick of y'all coming from my granddaddy. I'm not going to say it again. Leave him alone. Point blank, period. Leave my granddaddy alone. I am not playing with y'all. Okay? I tell you what.
Time! We get fucking like a bucket!
Because that's exactly what's going to happen if y'all keep playing with my granddaddy.
Oh.
I'm not the one. Okay. Oh,
it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting.
Everybody out there.
You went crazy, though. Like, that, listen, I've seen this man live enough to know that man go dumb. That man go dumb.
I never forget when you was watching his match that he had with Gallows.
They went through. That really, like, that was so crazy. Like, I just so crazy. And then, of course, next week, we get Jonathan Gresham versus Kushida. I think this is going to be a phenomenal match. Jonathan Gresham off the high of winning, you know, just getting that victory at No Surrender.
Yeah.
It's honestly crazy because, you know, him being a new talent. Mm-hmm. Well, not a new talent, but just a new sign to Impact Wrestling. You know, of course, taking the loss beforehand or whatever. But we also get Sami Callihan with the design, of course. Khan, we got Big Khan over there. We got Diener. We have Angels, too. And then we have Rhino with Heath. And honestly, if they let Rhino win, I'm going to riot. So it just is what it is.
It's time to get funky like a monkey.
And then, oh my God.
Time we get funky like a monkey.
This is my video of the year, like right now.
Definitely. but of course, we have to get into this. Really, our spotlight match, honestly, for this week. What? I just threw up. It's crazy. The match that will be taking place next week, Mickey James will be defending her Knockouts World Championship against Giselle Shaw with the help. I'm going to say with the help because I do think they will interfere. I do think we're going to get an interference with Savannah and Jay. Y'all know we like to have fun, so we have to know at home. Who do you think will pick up the victory? This is for the Knockouts World Championship. Obviously, the winner will go on to face Jordynne Grace, who isn't holding the title.
I mean,
crazy. It's crazy to even say that. But I don't have an issue with it. It's just, it's different. I like it. From a marketing standpoint, I like it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
so if Mickey Rose has, obviously, I feel like she will.
Without looking for spoiler wise, like,
yeah. I haven't even looked at the spoilers. Okay. Hell, half the time I go to the shows and sometimes I forget what happens. You know?
Well, half the time you be on your phone too.
So, absolutely.
And then you be looking around and shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you looking for?
Be very observant. Oh, you know what I'm looking for.
No.
it's damn obvious what I'm looking for.
I'm gonna go do a walkthrough.
And then a walkthrough. You know what you walking for? I just It's more
you
so.
Can't see sometimes, I'll tell you what.
No, I can't. But it's also a networking tool too. To always, the one thing that I do with the Impact shows is I'm always moving, and I'm all because there's been so many vital moments to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say to my career, but there's just been very vital moments that have happened, not just with Trey, but just period, mm-hmm. with people, and so I do sometimes like to engage when it's quiet or when a match is going on. Yes, I may take away from the action, but I feel like from a longevity standpoint, it's just a networking thing, going speaking to people and talking to people and creating those like consistent relationships. So I don't know. Sometimes I'm not saying that sometimes, but we did have the main event, of course, with Ali Shelley. And Chris Sabin, the current Impact World Champion, well, World Tag Team Champions, going against the Bullet Club, Ace Austin and Chris Bay. And who would have fucking thought? New champions. New champions. We have new champions.
Period.
Well deserved. Yeah.
I have been riding with these guys for so long.
You have. I can't wait for them.
All the losses. All of the fucking losses.
Yeah, because Eddie Edwards be ace.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And where's Eddie? Okay. But we're not taking this movie.
I'm not gonna sit back and take this fucking shit.
That's another video. Like, I got so many videos.
I love him.
Not the goddamn Arsenal. You have no goddamn idea.
That man gets so much shit, but I mean, he puts on shitty programming sometimes. But I love him. He's a great guy.
But I just, you know, I'm very happy for Ace and Chris Bay. I mean, yeah. I think that this, I've been wanting, honestly, the Detroit Machine Gun Kellys, they should have been lost those titles. Like,
facts.
They should never even won them the fuck back. Let's start there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so happy that they are champions. They deserve these titles so much in various different ways. Like, they've worked so hard becoming a tag, you know, Ace joining Bullet Club over in New Japan, and them constantly being a part of the junior tag team tournaments in New Japan, and coming over back to Impact, and you know, jumping back into the tag team division in sync with each other. I mean they work so
well together,
you know. Indies too, like, they're even champions over in PWR. So like, I love that for a fact, you know what I'm saying, that this happened for them. And you know, I've been riding with the Bullet Club, haven't switched up at all whatsoever. Every loss that they took, I was still here, like, you know what, I got to see them on my TV, and they put on a great match, you know. So, and this was a good match nonetheless, but they deserve these titles.
Absolutely.
No offense to the old people, but you know, you got the newcomers coming in, and allow it to, you know, allow it to be their time. Y'all done won these titles like 30,000 times, okay?
True. And I mean, speaking of that, like, new generation, wait until Ronda and Shayna take these titles off Becky and Lita. You know, it's gonna go crazy.
I've had enough. Okay.
Yeah. With that being said, don't forget to catch on Monday nights on Monday Night Raw. Of course, we hold it down. It's so crazy because you never know what you're going to get. And then you sit through 3 hours and sometimes you're just like, you know, that was actually pretty good.
And you get your Stratus.
You know what?
Hell no.
And that's me, the person in the background screaming. No.
You get Trish Stratus.
No.
You get Becky and Lita being tag champions.
It's awful.
And now what if Ronda and Shayna lose? Then what?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I really doubt it. But who knows? With that being said, we will be back on Sunday for Turnbuckle Glam. We have a very special show coming up this Sunday. You know, just fun, doing the do. And then on the 19th, we're going to be having what I like to call, like, fashion meets wrestling panel. You'll see myself, Santana, Mika, and Al, of course, the Dynamite Dolls. And then you also, hopefully, you'll see Shay, Asia, and Stephanie. So we're going to have a full panel. Might get TK on the show as well, too. Who knows? But it's going to be a full panel. Something that I've never done a panel here before. So it's going to be something, for me, very new. And it's going to be talking about, more so, we're highlighting Women's History Month. Of course. So make sure you check out the website. We have some old articles that were posted last year, but it's History Month. So there's so much different content. Yeah, there's a lot. So much different content on the website too. So the panel is on the 19th. That's going to be really fun. We're going to do that. And then Santana will be back later today for SmackDown with Steph. And then we're going to be figuring out. You're going to have some really new content coming up. Possibly, it may not be a show, but you're going to get ROH content. Maybe on AEW Dynamite. Maybe it is a new show. Speaking of AEW, you're also going to get AEW All Access. That's going to be a Sunday programming. So you can check that before, check that out before Turnbuckle Glam. We also have some interviews coming up with a lot of the girls on the indies. So you're going to see me and Santana step into the indie side of things. I know you see us doing more Impact. And
I always feel like I don't know shit.
Like, or, you know, like we did NWA, we did Camille, we've done some other people too. So we're gonna step into that. A lot of good things. If you don't follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, TikTok, Facebook, check it out. I've been holding it down over on the Twitter side. We've been having some really great fun. And yeah, I mean, we just like. Stuff is stuff.
It's a lot of things transpiring, I will say. We're still on our road to, of course, 2K will be dropping real soon, y'all. Really, really soon. We are, for early edition, we are 12 days away. For standard edition, we're 15. So, of course, if you only have like a, if you have like a PS5, of course you have that option for the early bird option. Yeah. But if you have a PS4, you gotta wait till it actually drops on that day. So I have to wait on the, I have to wait until it drops on that day because I don't have a PS5. And honestly, truly, knowing me, I would probably buy a PS5 before this game drop out.
Well, we'll just have to see, honey. Y'all know y'all can follow me, of course. On Twitter, that's mainly my domain. And someone new we would love to bring here to Women's Wrestling Talk to let you know how you can find Santana, former ROH, I'm just gonna say Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kim Zolciak. Y'all know where to find Santana, right? G-O-O-G-L-E, me, research me, you'll find me, click them keys in Google. I ran into that like two nights ago and I was just like, you know, she is always
crack
doing that.
Now, so the cocaine's happening. What? When does that crack come into play for you?
Girl, you're going to get us banned.
We're going to get banned.
Oh, with that being said, we have a new commercial. We Jesus do. Christ. Check out our new commercial.
That's how you keep people engaged.
Oh, Lord.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Ooh! I'm so excited, y'all. Santana's hating the child for now, or child y'all, or whatever the hell she's in.
I wonder if TK is going to go back and look at this and be like, I wonder what Santana's face expression was after seeing this.
I don't know. This is the first. I don't know if it's been on any of the other shows. I don't think so. They might have played it on.
They may have played it earlier.
They might have played it on NXT. I don't think they played it on. But yes, that will be played a couple times during some segues, you know, just in case we need a break or something. Yeah. But it's also to give you guys a rundown of everything. That's every show that we have. Now, if we have some extras come in, they'll just redo. the that's that on that. Thank you all for tuning in. Of course, this was the Impact Wrestling Post Show for March the 2nd. Be sure to go back and watch if you didn't catch it live. And thank you all for subscribing on all platforms, including our Apple Music and Spotify listeners as well, because we don't really shout y'all out as much. So thank you all for subscribing and everything. Of course, continue to follow and support here at Women's Wrestling Talk as we celebrate Women's History Month. Of course, here at the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao, y'all.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.